Hello, thank you for calling customer service. My name is Scott. How may I assist you?
Scott, I'm sorry, who did I call?
Customer service for online sales and ads. We service hundreds of different companies.
That's what I thought. Okay. I've called a couple of times, but I called, I believe it was on the 9th, maybe, and told y'all that I had a transaction done in my account on, hold on, I had it right up. I should have kept it up. Damn it. Okay. Or is it? Go back. I had a transaction of $39.99 on the 5th. Okay. A couple of months back, and get this, this is a couple of months back. Okay. I did like a sweepstakes or whatever. I don't know what it was about. Walmart not having the KitchenAid mixer anymore. Okay. And for $7.95 you could have one. So I did the $7.95. Then it comes back that the company that you work for, not you, the company you work for, started taking out $39.99 out of my account. So I was calling the bank. No, I didn't approve this. Who is this? What are they doing? It was your company. And they're like, okay, well, it's because you end up, we're going to send you one. And I said, I'm not buying one. Your ad says nothing about buying one. It says to the $7.95 for shipping. I did that. So I blocked it. Okay. And the money was put back into my account, if I remember correctly. That was 2 months ago. Now, I was trying to order something else from something else. I canceled that because I didn't like what it was trying to do because I was going to make payments and they wouldn't allow me to make payments when it kept saying it would allow me to make payments. Once I put in my information, it wasn't letting me. So I stopped it. But I had already put my information in. On the 5th, that $39.99 was coming out of my account or came out of my account. I called this number and they told me that it was from the mixer. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I've even changed my card. I don't have the same damn card that I had 2 months ago because of that. Then the bank tells me that that's what happens. You can go to other different, trying to order other stuff and buy stuff. And because I had my information in, it's all under the same umbrella. That's bullshit.
Okay.
And I talked to this person. She said she was going to put the money back in, or I would need a code to, clarify it so it wasn't us. And she goes, you didn't call us. I'm like, what the hell you mean you didn't, I didn't call you? Yes, I did. I even got a new card. And I told y'all that. So I'm telling you now, put my money back into my account. Well, I'm at the bank because we're like trying to figure out what we're going to do because I want to press charges, okay? And I don't know how far that's going to go, but I want to press charges and I'm doing all this with the bank and stuff. And I look at my account and another $39.99 has come down. That's $80. On somebody who makes less than $10 an hour, $80 is a lot for me.
I understand. Is it
So,
true?
what I'm asking you is, what do you need to do, or what does your company need to do to put that money back into my account before I go to the bank in the morning and have to do more stuff to legally, do that? Why didn't she put the money back into my account like I asked her? Instead, she took out $39.99 more, which makes me think that she pocketed that money. because that's what it looks like.
Okay, I understand.
Okay, and it's not you. It's your company. And baby boy, I don't know how old you are, but I think you need to get another type of job because this company is crooked, very crooked.
I'm just here to help people. That's all I'm trying to do.
I know, and I know you are. I know, and I understand that. But there's something wrong there.
I know. It's all right.
And I have ordered other things. I have ordered other things from other companies. But now that I know this company does that, and I know what to look for because I kept noticing that it, I'm trying to do something and it's not allowing me, you know, it's like something's not right there. I mean, and when I told her to put it back and then she takes out $39.99 more, I'm like, when I'm telling you to stop, you know, I'm not giving you permission. You say you're taping this, so I'm not giving you permission. And then she still did it.
I understand.
You know,
so
is there a way that you can put that money back in or?
Yes, or, first I need to locate your account and see what you were billed for and see the policies that go along with what you were billed for. I think you have the wrong number because we don't normally bill for $39.99, but we might. Can I please get your zip code?
I dialed the number that I spoke to her before, 78393.
78393.
Mm-hmm.
Your first and last name, please.
Rosie Trevino.
Okay, I do see an account. Can I please get you to verify your address for security purposes, please?
P.O. Box 198. And can you close that account? Because it's not something that I meant to keep open. I ordered... Yeah, the 795 was the only thing that y'all should have ever taken out, the company, 2 months ago.
Yes, ma'am, I understand. I'm just waiting for it to load. It's being a little slow right now.
Okay, I understand that.
Okay, there we go. So I do see... May 1st. Place an order for the KitchenAid mixer. That was a chance to win the KitchenAid mixer. Mm-hmm. I understand that it was very, I understand it's very odd and such.
The wording or whatever was not, I can't think of the word either. I know what you're trying to say, but I can't think of it either right now.
And it would have enrolled you into the Gadget campaign where you pay the entry fee, and that entry fee, you have 48 hours after you pay that entry fee to cancel, or else you're enrolled into the Gadget campaign. The Gadget campaign offers you a $125 voucher for their online discount shopping store monthly, as well as a chance to win more items monthly. And you are canceled, and you have been fully refunded for everything that was billed except for your entry fee.
Okay, the $39.99 was not refunded; it was taken out.
Okay, it was.
I just checked it. I thought, yeah, it was taken out, but I thought it was refunded. I thought that's what I was seeing it because it was pending, and I thought it was being sent back to me, and it wasn't. It was taken out again. You, because I looked at it just now. I haven't looked at my phone in about 4 days, 3 days. And when I looked at it, I could have sworn it was pending. So I could have sworn that it was being put back in. And I even told the teller, I said, oh, look, it's coming back in. And she goes, oh, it's pending. And I go, yeah. I said, they're giving it back to me. And then I hadn't looked, I've been sick, so I haven't really paid attention to my phone. And I just looked at it because I have a bill to pay today. And I'm like, crap, they took it out again. They didn't give it back to me. It's a purchase. It's not a deposit.
Okay. So that's
why I say that it's more like, and that's the feeling I get out. May have pocketed it or put it, you know, because it's she told me she was going to, or she told me I had needed a code, and or you know, and I told her, I said, well, okay, I'm giving you, I'm telling you, you didn't have permission. I want my money back. And she said, okay. I mean, it was not a good conversation between me and her. And
I see that.
It literally sees that, you know, and I even told the teller, I said, look, it's showing that it's pending, so I'm getting it back. And she goes, oh, that's good. You're getting it back. I said, yeah. And she goes, you still want to do it? I said, yeah, because I don't want them to take any more money out of my account at all. I'll have to be more careful. I said, well, I'll have to just stop ordering stuff, period. And then I just looked at it, and it wasn't. It says a purchase. It doesn't say a deposit.
Okay. So I'm going to have to ask you to contact your bank because we had charged you. Let's see here. We charged you 5/1/2022. And that was for the entry fee to win the KitchenAid mixer.
$7.95.
And then 5/6. So you were given 5 days to cancel. You didn't cancel within the 5 days.
Yeah, and I didn't even read that. I didn't even pay attention to that part. I mean, I can tell you that because I didn't see a 1-800 number or anything there to call, or I would have.
Yes, ma'am. So,
it's misleading. That's the word I wanted. Misleading.
So you were refunded $56.95, and you were refunded $39.99. Those are full refunds. Those are the only two charges that I'm seeing.
When was I refunded the 56?
The following day, it looks like your bank has a Ethoca alert, which is like a fraudulent alert, and so it didn't recognize the purchase, so it refunded it. And then it looks like the same thing happened to the $39.99. It looks like your bank has an alert out for it, saw that it was odd, and so it just went ahead and refunded that. That was actually on the 14th, so it should be in your account by, say, the 19th or the 20th.
Okay, so on the 14th it did that?
On the 14th you have refunded your $39.99. It takes 3 to 5 business days to enter your account. It's going to take a little bit more time to get back to you.
Okay. All right, I'll have to check that. Okay, thank you.
Thank you for contacting customer support. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. You as well.